You're listening to the Philly Young Adults Podcast.
Welcome back to the Philly Young Adults Podcast. And on today's episode, my name is Josh, and I'm going to give you another truth bite. And our truth bites are devotional thoughts for your day, for your daily walk with Christ. And today's truth bite is going to be from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 14. This is called by some the parable of the unjust steward, or the parable of the dishonest manager. And it's a bit controversial because some people, when they look at this parable, they accuse Jesus, or they perceive, I should say, maybe would be a better way of putting it, that Jesus is encouraging us to look at the actions of a dishonest man. And we'll see in this parable that I'll read with you here shortly that Jesus does tell us to look at this man, but just because he uses this man as an illustration, it doesn't mean that he is condoning his behavior. So, for example, Paul uses things that are not necessarily good or evil as illustrations for the Christian life, things like war, things like slavery. We would say they're not good things inherently, but they're used as illustrations to make points. So when we read this story together, this parable, we'll see Jesus is using a dishonest or sinful man to illustrate a point about how we view our possessions and how we view money. So all of us deal with material possessions and money in some way or form. So this is, I think, very applicable to all of us. So let's read the parable together. Luke chapter 16, beginning in verse 1. It says, "He said to the disciples, 'There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions.'" In modern day terms, we would say he was embezzling. He was an embezzler. He was wasting the possessions that were entrusted to him. Verse 2, "And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. And then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness, or his judgment. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." When we look at this story, we realize right off the bat the wrong that this man has committed, who was entrusted riches by the rich man, this manager. It says he wasted his possessions. And because he wasted his possessions, he viewed his possessions that were entrusted to him as things to use for his own pleasure, he found himself in a dangerous place. And what we can commend this man, and what Jesus says we can commend this man for, is he realized two things. The first thing he realized was that he was going to have to turn in the account of his management, that one day he was going to face the rich man who was the one overseeing the way he was doing business. And that reality that he was going to face him caused him to act a certain way. And what it caused him to do was he went to people who owed money and he settled accounts with them and caused them to pay less money so he would be in their good graces, so that one day when he was let go by the rich man, that there would be people that he was that he treated favorably. So what we could say of this man that was commendable, even though that he wasted his master's possessions, was that the reality of a coming day of judgment caused him to use his present resources in a way that arranged for a more comfortable future. And this is what Jesus is challenging us with. Jesus says that people in the world are more shrewd, or they make judgments about the possessions they have. They pursue possessions and money in such a way that is commendable. Because when we compare that to how we are pursuing the eternal things ahead of us, some people on this earth pursue money and riches with more passion than we pursue eternal riches. And that's why in verse 9, Jesus says, "I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings." If you read that verse, it seems like an odd verse, and you might think, what is Jesus saying here? I'll read you the words of William MacDonald, who's a Bible commentator. I think he explained it very well. He said, "This then is the teaching of our Lord. By the wise investment of material possessions, we can have part in the eternal blessing of men and women. We can make sure that when we arrive at the gates of heaven, there will be a welcoming committee of those who are saved through our sacrificial giving and prayers. These people will thank us, saying, 'It was you who invited me here.'" When you read Jesus' commentary on this story from verses 10 through 13, this is more than just a story about how we use our money. And of course, as Christians, we should view our money in a certain way. On one side, we shouldn't waste it. But on another side, we shouldn't be greedy and we should be generous with our money. But this is really a lesson and a story about our devotion and our service and who it is that we're serving. Are we serving our possessions, or are our possessions a tool that we can use that have been entrusted to us by our master? That's the ultimate lesson of this story. One Bible commentator said, "So God is testing men by giving them money, that he may know how far to trust them in the New Jerusalem." So the question for us today is, what are we doing with the possessions that God has given to us? He's given us time, he's given us money, he's given us influence, and with those things, we are to be actively using them for his purposes, to arrange for our future, for our eternal future. Those things should not possess us now, but in fact, if God is possessing us, then we will be using those things for right purposes. Now, you can read this as a young adult, this story, and say, well, I don't know if this really applies to me. I don't have much money. Well, that could be true. However, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Greed can still be a problem in our hearts. And that's why Jesus boils this down to a lesson about who it is we're serving and who our master is, and are we devoted to him? Some people have said you can tell who your master is because you're willing to sacrifice for that master or for that God. Am I willing to sacrifice for God? Am I willing to sacrifice my possessions and my time for him? Or am I sacrificing all that I am and my energy and my things for my own purposes and my own efforts? And daily, am I thinking about this? So to go back to the lesson of the story, let's ask ourselves today, is the reality that I will face God one day and be held accountable for my possessions and my time, is that reality weighing on me today? Is it causing me to live in such a way in my daily life? And if it is, it'll be shown forth in my spiritual life and in my actions, and I'll view my possessions and my money and the things that I have, again, as tools to use for God's glory and to help arrange for my eternal future, and not just things to be used now for my own pleasure. And just know, as Christians, this is something that can be a temptation for all of us. But we have to be reminded when we read stories like this that God ultimately is the one who gives us the things that we have. And if we have an attitude of thankfulness, knowing that He has given us those things, then that will make us be generous. And also, it'll help us be content. And being content will also lead to joy in our lives. I hope this story, this difficult story for some people, but as you can see, there's a simple lesson here. And I hope this simple lesson is an encouragement and a blessing to you today to know that everything we have is a gift from the Lord, and He's calling us to use those things for His glory. So let's not waste the time and the money and the possessions that He has given us, but let's use those for His kingdom. God bless you guys. If you have any questions or comments about anything related to today's podcast or the Philly Young Adults podcast, you can contact us at ya@ccphilly.org, and we'll see you next time.